Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration continuing taking steps to shrink the size of the federal workforce, ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees, those hired within the last year or two. The firings at the Veterans Administration have hurt, says Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
We're hearing from VA employees across the country, they are not filling open positions for doctors, nurses, technicians. Housekeeper.
TikTok is back on Google and app stores as the company continues moving forward without the ban. The government had previously said it would happen permanently unless its Chinese owner sold it, which hasn't happened. Flash flood warnings across Southern California. About 45,000 people have been evacuated because of the fear of mudslides and burn-ravaged parts of the city. They're lining up in Philadelphia right now for the Eagles' Super Bowl victory parade. This is ABC News. An 18-year-old from Indiana is under arrest, accused of planning a school shooting today. Police say they got a tip from one of Trinity Shockley's friends. Rapper A$AP Rocky in California in a courtroom for closing arguments in his trial. Charges of felony assault with a fire alarm.
This comes down to, was it a real gun or was it a fake gun? The defense said, no, this was a prop gun. This was a fake gun. These were not real bullets. No crime was committed here. And prosecutors are saying this was very much a real gun, a 9mm gun. Who would carry a fake gun with them? The defense says, well, A$AP Rocky would, because he had a lot of threats against him. He wanted to be able to scare anybody who tried to threaten him. They say that this was not a crime at all.
ABC's Alex Stone. And you could start seeing more AI in YouTube Shorts, the platform introducing a new model that will help users publish AI-generated videos. It is available now in the U.S. and will be rolling out soon around the world. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. With snow on the way, it is very important to remember to take breaks while shoveling. Shoveling may seem like a mundane task that is relatively easy, but it can put strain on a heart that's already working harder in cold conditions. Remember to shovel in shifts, and if you start sweating in the freezing temperatures, take a break. And also remember to push the snow with a shovel rather than picking it up and tossing it. Don't overexert yourself and ask for help if you need it. There are local landscape and plow companies that will clear your driveway for a charge. Saturday, February 15th, the Snow Bears of Glidden are hosting their 14th annual toilet seat races. There will be three classes, Open, Powder Puff, and Juniors, with $10 per entry and rules and entry forms at the Bear Crossing. There will be a 100% payout and prize for the best in show, and there's going to be a soup and chili cook-off. This will be open to the public, but you must use USDA meats. No game meats, and soups must be at Jacobstown Hall at noon to compete in the judging from 1 to 3 p.m. There will be a meat raffle, a 50-50 raffle, and a huge bucket raffle. Come support the Snow Bear Snowmobile Club. For questions, you can call Jeff at 608-852-7436 or Bob at 715-663-0104. Once again, that's happening tomorrow, Saturday, February 15th, over at the Jacobstown Hall. Who was the very first black radio disc jockey? Lisa Hale has that answer for Black History Month.
Jack Leroy Cooper is a history maker for American entertainment. He was born in 1888 in Memphis, Tennessee. He started as a boxer. Then he worked as a singer and a dancer on the vaudeville circuit, eventually becoming the theater critic for the Chicago Defender. In the 1920s, he appeared on radio as an entertainer or a comedian. But in 1929, he became the host, the producer, and the announcer of the All Negro Hour on WSBC in Chicago, making him the first African-American radio announcer in the United States. The once-a-week variety show was devoted to black performers. He was very cognizant of negative racial stereotypes and made certain not to allow these stereotypes to be part of his show. Later, the show incorporated news from the African-American community. In 1937, his show was heard 5 days a week, featuring black music from jazz to blues to gospel. He is one of the first people to ever play records over the radio. In 1947, Cooper's production company controlled 40 hours of programming every week on four different radio stations in Chicago. He retired from broadcasting in 1959 and died in Chicago in 1970 at the age of 81. In 2012, he was inducted into the Radio Hall of Fame. Today, we honor Jack Leroy Cooper, the first African-American disc jockey, radio innovator, and the undisputed patriarch of black radio in the United States as a history and culture maker for Black History Month.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Auto Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com. Martha Auto Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish. Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk says he is using his glow-in-the-dark jigs all day long. He says he's noticed a correlation between the amount of bites that he's getting on which jig he's using. I'll tell you more, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the Onyx Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. Onyx Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download Onyx Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin. Or head to onyxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
Those glow-in-the-dark jigs, the ones that you charge up with a camera flash or hold up to a flashlight, you send it down the hole at night, and you can see that green or that red or that blue. It's kind of a fluorescent glow-in-the-dark, and it really brings those fish into the lure. Well, Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk is using these lures in the daytime as well, and he's charging them as well, so he gets that glow. He says it's all about light penetration. You've got ice on top of the water now, and that cuts the light penetration. So even 5, 6, 7, 8 feet down, you're going to have less light. And so that darker condition is going to be good for a fluorescent style of glow-in-the-dark jig, even in the middle of the day. And in some of those crappie holes, those fish are down there 18, 20, 25 feet. He says he's noticed that he's getting more bites on the jigs that glow in the dark than the standard painted jig, even in the middle of the day. So try it out. Tie on a glow-in-the-dark lure, charge it up, and send it down right in the middle of the day and see if it outproduces your other lures. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
On a sports note, good luck to our area wrestlers, girls and boys, at regionals coming up this weekend. Good luck to them. We're going to chat sports with Mike Clemens. He was at the Super Bowl last week, and our 98Q sports reporter Mike Clemens will talk a little Bucks, a little Badgers, and a little reminiscing about what it was like to be in the Big Easy last weekend for the Super Bowl. Mike Clemens coming up in just a few moments.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We have more snow on the way this afternoon, tonight into Saturday. 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by the time it all winds down late Saturday. To date, snow by this afternoon, 22. More snow tonight down to 13, 24 tomorrow. After Saturday, it's going to get cold and stay cold through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
98Q.
Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline, and I drove out to the county fair. When I saw her for the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks.
She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget, something like that. It was 5 years later on a southbound plane. I was headed down to New Orleans to meet some friends of mine for Mardi Gras. When I heard a voice from the past coming from a few rows back, and when I looked, I couldn't believe just what I saw. She said, I bet you don't remember me. And I said, only every other memory. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. You were killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. You had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget, something like that. The memory of the first love never fades away. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. I worked so hard for that first kiss, and a heart don't forget. No, a heart don't forget. I said, a heart don't forget. Something like that. Oh, not something like that.
We're back. Whether you're getting over someone,
I'ma need some whiskey glasses,
or getting ready to party,
and there's a cold beer calling my name.
Country makes you feel something.
98 Q Country.
It's all on me. It's my mistake. I said I don't love you a little too late. But I guess there ain't ever a right time. And I don't know why it's called a goodbye. Go run my name into the ground. Tell everyone you know just how I slam the door on my forever. But I promise you it's for the better. I hope you find what you were looking for. I hope you're all
Carly Pearson, Lee Bryce.
I hope you're happy now.
A great Valentine's Day song. I hope you're happy now. Don't use that line today, guys, all right? A little tip for you. Time to catch up with our 98Q sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Find out what's going on in the sports world. Mike, good morning to you.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hey, good. Thanks for joining us. The Big Easy last week down in New Orleans. How was the experience? Had you ever been there before, I guess, first of all?
Yeah, I've been to New Orleans two or three times.
Uh-huh.
I went down there as a family trip. I was like 16.
Yeah.
And probably pretty good-looking guy. My little brother was along. And
oh, yeah.
A very attractive young woman, probably in her early 20s, came up and said hi and welcome and that kind of thing. And then she leaned over and said, "Would you like to party?" And I said, "Well, I was flattered. I'm with my little brother here." And it wasn't until about 2 hours later at dinner I realized what exactly she was talking about.
Well, my question is, did you continue the tradition? What about this past weekend?
No. I was that dumb and naive. I got my little brother here. He always trailed about a half block behind me. Always
sure.
wanted to be independent and everything.
Sure.
But yeah, that was my first experience there in the French Quarter.
Yeah.
But last week was great. I've been there two or three times, covered games.
Favorite cuisine at New Orleans?
There's three great restaurants. There's Brennan's for breakfast, which opened in 1941, and that's where they do the Bananas Foster, where they flambeau and Sherry's Jubilee and the Eggs Benedict. Mm-hmm. Then there's Antoine's, that's been there since the 1840s. That's where sometimes the presidents go.
Yeah.
And we managed to get a table for six on Sunday night, February 2nd, which actually was my birthday.
Nice.
At the Commander's Palace.
Wow.
And the Commander's Palace has been around since 1893. Started out as a small little restaurant, and the guy moved to its current location. And I went through a couple of different families. But then, remember Paul Prudhomme?
Paul Prudhomme, no.
Paul Prudhomme. He looked like Dom DeLuise. Did a lot of TV shows. Like
okay.
Kind of Shore and stuff like that.
Right.
A big, he looked like the chef. He wore the chef's hat and the big black beard and everything.
Yeah.
And he became famous on TV like in the 70s or so. And then he went out and opened his own place, a smaller place. And he was replaced by a young man named Emeril Lagasse.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
So that's where Emeril started his career before then later.
Nice.
About 10, 12 years, he's opened up his own place, Emeril's. And so it's, this place has got that kind of history. So it's, I went ahead with what you do. I got turtle soup to start off.
Nice.
Which is actually excellent. Tasted kind of like chili.
Hmm.
And a wonderful salad. I got the Texas quail. Beautiful, little like Cornish game hen type of thing.
Yeah.
With sauces. And then we got the Bananas Foster where they flambeau the bananas there at the table. So we start off the week great that way, and it's just every day there's something going on. And it's not just the game where you get these great stories from these players. You talk to Zach Bond, Madison, the Wisconsin Badgers middle linebacker, went to the Saints, and now Vic Fangio's put him in the middle linebacker position. The guy isn't being an All-Pro and gets another pick like he did against the Packers. You talk to Leo Chanel, who grew up in Grantsburg, Wisconsin, then played for the Badgers and now is with the Chiefs. You just get these great backstories. And
well,
then
game day.
I'm walking up there on the third floor, getting through all the security, and I'm like in the concourse. I'm sort of looking for where I'm supposed to go, and I see an entourage, maybe two or three people walking by. It's like, God, that kind of looked like Paul McCartney. And they kind of turned the corner and went through a corridor, and so later we're sitting in our seats and look up at the scoreboard, and they got Paul McCartney on the scoreboard.
There he is, yeah.
So there he is. They got about him, and they got Kevin Hart, the comedian, and they got Kevin Costner, from Yellowstone and Field of Dreams. And sitting next to him is Pete Davidson from Saturday Night Live.
Night.
It's like, okay, one of these things doesn't belong up.
Yeah, well, the whole week has become because these celebrities get paid to go endorse products at these events. There's a radio row. So it's become several days just where all the celebrities go, right? Because a lot of them are being paid to be there by certain entities, right?
Former players. Well, and that's the interviews that we get there, too. Here's Steve Young, and he's talking about the Heart Association this week, some cause that's near and dear to his heart. But, they're probably getting about $50,000 to fly in. They put them up in a hotel room. They go to a couple of sponsors' dinners. They hit about 20 stations or interviews a day. Now, it's changed. It's shifted. And some of it, you know, some of those guys aren't coming anymore. They're doing Zoom calls, or they're getting in their 70s or 80s or something like that, like the Lombardi era players.
Yeah.
So that part's changed. But a lot of social media people there these days getting credentialed somehow.
Exactly. Well, the game was a dud, and not too often we get a dominance like this, but the Eagles' defensive line just crushed the Chiefs. Crushed the Chiefs.
At halftime, I got up and I talked to some of my football colleagues that I talked to around the country, and I go, what do you think? And they say, defensive line. I go, right? Yeah. And what we couldn't get over is, like, Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator for the Eagles, not running any stunts, Joel. No.
Mm-hmm.
Just four guys in the dirt. Maybe he was coaching them like, hit this guy on his right shoulder, his left shoulder. But it was just straight ahead where they're able to contain the Chiefs' running game, contain Patrick Mahomes, but speed up the clock. And then you drop seven, and Mahomes is back there, and he's got nobody to throw to. And they got through the whole game.
Yeah, and so many times, Mahomes, so many times he dropped back to pass. He saw his offensive lineman between him and the defensive lineman, but the defensive lineman would take that offensive lineman and just shove him right back into Mahomes. A couple of times Mahomes got hit and almost sacked because his own guy got thrown into him.
And Jalen Carter, that guy is, he's in his second year. He's just huge, and he can take two offensive linemen and throw them around like rag dolls, and he certainly performed that game as well. And then the thing, Roger Goodell, man, it's like, how do you beat last year's numbers between the Chiefs and the 49ers in a close game?
He did.
And, 123 million more than Apollo 11 was watched. They 127 is the final number from Nielsen.
Yeah.
127 million. Most watched TV show. And it spiked at one point during that halftime show with the rapper Kendrick Lamar at 133 million. So,
yeah.
The sponsors. I don't know if $7 million of commercials worth it or not, but they got the viewership.
Average size of the offensive line for Philadelphia was like 330 pounds. They said in Super Bowl I, the average offensive lineman weight was about 100 pounds less than that.
Yeah, in other words, that was like the left side of the Packers offensive line.
That's crazy. Let's talk about the Bucks because they're hurt. Dame and Giannis both banged up, but I feel confident. I'm a Timberwolves fan, but I've watched the Bucks a lot. That if they can get those two healthy, even with Middleton gone, they can be there. They can make a little run, maybe not win at all, but they're good enough, right?
It was about like six games ago that right before the start of the game, Giannis pulled up and said, I don't know. And you thought maybe he's just being on the careful side. It turns out he did, in fact, strain his left calf muscle, and he's missed the last six games, and he's not going to play this weekend because he wants to get ready for the second half of the Bucks season. Damian Lillard, who rested the other night, he's got a bunch of little injuries like a hamstring here and that kind of thing. He's going to play. And he explained why yesterday to the Bucks media I didn't know this. So he's a 9-year-old kid growing up in Oakland, and his dad somehow scraped together the money to get them in and go to the All-Star game, which was at the Oakland Arena that year in 2000. To see guys like Tim Duncan and Shaquille O'Neal, who were like the game MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
Here's this 9-year-old kid with big eyes and wants to be a basketball player someday and already shown some skill. And they went to all the different exhibits. They went to all the different competitions and the game itself. And he said, this means so much to me now to come back to the Bay Area. The game's going to be in San Francisco, but he's going to have all kinds of friends and family and people that saw him grow up there back in the day. And so he will participate in the three-point competition tomorrow night, and the game is Sunday night in San Fran.
Yeah, the backstories of some of these NBA players is very interesting to listen to, that is for sure. And the Badgers, let's talk a little Badgers, because they're quietly having a pretty darn good year. They're having a good year.
They are. And one guy that noticed was Jim Rome, the national talk show host. Do you know that Jim Rome spends his summer in Wisconsin every year?
I knew there was a Wisconsin link there because I heard a podcast interview with him a couple weeks ago. Yeah,
yeah. I think it's the Eagle River, right? That's where they usually go.
Yeah, I think so.
Didn't one of his kids go to UW-Madison? So they love Wisconsin in the summertime, coming in from L.A., and so Jim Rome has noticed that, too. Like, these Wisconsin Badgers, they weren't even ranked at the start of the season. Now they're up to 16. They're winning 3 out of 4 games in the Big Ten. And he asked Greg Gard, you know, how you doing it? And Greg pretty much gave the answer that he's told the local media when he has his press conferences in Madison. He's like, look, we went into this year saying, you know, how do we survive in this transfer portal area where anybody seems they can leave at the drop of a hat? Mm-hmm. And so they went out of their way to assemble a roster where they had all the bases covered, and you know, if one guy drops, then this one can fill in and do that. And so they felt that they'd really stressed balance over maybe necessarily, oh, let's get 3 or 4 of these shooters, and then these guys have gelled, and they've listened to the coaching, and they've bought in, and you know they've improved as the weeks go on. Now tomorrow is a big test because they're ranked 16th; they're taking our number 7th rank. Purdue, the Boilermakers, in West Lafayette. So that'll be a tip-off is at noon, and that's going to be an interesting game to see just where the Badgers are between now and when you head into March Madness.
Yeah, with the transfer portal, like you said, every year is a reset, it seems like, for almost every team. And when are we going to rename the Big Ten to the Big 18 there, Mike? Can we?
Don't get me started
18
on that,
teams.
But I'll tell you what. You know what? So one of the guys that we get to talk to, you turn around, there's Drew Rosenhaus, and the agent.
Yeah.
At Super Bowl. And you sit down at a table and talk to him, and he's like, they've got to get general managers, and they've got to get, you know, they've got to adapt some NFL rules. Because even as agents, you know, and it's the Wild West, and mm-hmm. you know, we don't know what's going on. But there was, you know, you and I talked about this earlier this year. There was the 75-year-old coach who stepped down in the middle of the season for the Miami Hurricanes, who said, I just had a kid in my office last week with an agent who said, we're not coming here if you don't start at $1.1 million. They said, this is college basketball. Where am I supposed to get that money?
Yeah.
For one player, $1.1 million?
It's still hard for me to watch college sports and realize that there's kids on the field and on the court that are already millionaires. It's not a bad thing. We just need to find a way to regulate it, right?
Well, and I would hope at some point, in this offseason, the NCAA is going to talk about, okay, you have to sign a contract. You have to be the,
right.
You know, the team has to count on you for the next 4 years.
Exactly. Mike, it's always good to talk to you. Thank you so much. We look forward to chatting with you again next Friday.
Have a great week. I got to go shovel now.
All right. Good luck. Thanks,
bye-bye.
Mike. Thanks, Mike Clemens. He's back in Wisconsin after being in New Orleans last week. He works for our civic media stations. He's our 98Q sports reporter out and about telling us stories. We'll archive that whole thing for you under the podcast section of 98QCountry.com. If you missed some of it, always good stuff with Mr. Mike Clemens rubbing shoulders with the big wigs. Let's get you updated on news and sports, and then we'll come back with our birthdays and the birthday cake drawing.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Trump administration continuing taking steps to shrink the size of the federal workforce, ordering agencies to lay off nearly all probationary employees, those hired within the last year or two. The firings at the Veterans Administration have hurt, says Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal.
We're hearing from VA employees across the country, they are not filling open positions for doctors, nurses, technicians, housekeeper.
TikTok is back on Google and app stores as the company continues moving forward without the ban. The government had previously said it would happen permanently unless its Chinese owner sold it, which hasn't happened. Flash flood warnings across Southern California. About 45,000 people have been evacuated because of the fear of mudslides and burn-ravaged parts of the city. They're lining up in Philadelphia right now for the Eagles' Super Bowl victory parade. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. The Flambeau River YMCA here in Park Falls has their sights set on an opening day, and details have been released about membership pricing. Morning show host Joel Karnick met with Scott Schultz, director of the Y, to discuss how people can use their insurance providers to either help pay for the cost or completely cover it.
Well, you and I talked quite extensively yesterday about the membership fees and stuff. That information has been released here in the last week or so. So talk a little bit about that. Not only the membership fees, but the fact that there's so many opportunities for people to use their insurance and other things to help offset the financial part of being a part of the Y, right?
Yep, absolutely. So as everybody saw online, we posted all of our membership rates, youth being $25, young adult $35, adult $45, and households $65. But then we also have insurance memberships that are accepted as well. So I think it's like something like 11 different insurance providers that cover memberships for YMCAs, thinking about Silver and Fit and One Pass, so like Security Health and a lot of those programs all cover YMCA memberships. And so as we get our systems up and running, it's actually really easy for us to look that up on your behalf. And so we can look that up for you, get you directly into that, and then you actually don't even have to worry about paying a membership due at all because it goes directly through your insurance.
Yeah, most insurance companies want you to be fit and out there and moving and active, and most of them will pick up a lot of it, right?
Absolutely.
This full interview can be found on 98qcountry.com under podcasts. And membership information can be found on the YMCA's Facebook page under Flambeau River YMCA. Saturday, February 15th, it's the Sherman Snowshoe Shuffle. This will be taking place with sign-in at 9:30 in the morning and the race beginning at 10:30. For registration information, you can check out the Sherman First Responders Facebook page. And that registration is $30 and donations are welcome. There will be prizes raffled off during the after party at the Sherman Town Hall, including artwork, gift baskets, surprise raffle, and more. And those raffles will be after a lunch that is included with registration. Non-shufflers are welcome to join with a free will donation. The lunch will follow the race. There's going to be a 50-50 raffle as well, with all proceeds benefiting the Sherman First Responders. Costumes are encouraged and will be judged. Once again, this is happening Saturday, February 15th, that is tomorrow, with sign-in at 9:30 and the race beginning at 10:30. Over at the Sherman Town Hall on 3063 Highway 182 in Springstead. It's a day to celebrate love, but with a winter weather advisory in effect tonight, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says you may want to rethink date night.
Snow will hit hard this evening, with a hefty couple of inches already on the roads by the end of dinner. And with gusty winds, too, visibility will be low and snow will blow and drift and recover some roads. If you must travel, don't be rushed and drive slow. Take turns, roundabouts, and ramps easy. And never use cruise control. You need to be able to feel what the car is doing and if the tires are gripping. And also, have a winter weather emergency kit in your car. I'd stock things like kitty litter, a shovel, extra gloves, hand warmers, chargers, battery bank, and a flashlight.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Bucks head into the All-Star break with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks win a close one in Minnesota, 103-101 against the Timberwolves. Damian Lillard was out with a hamstring. Giannis still out with a calf muscle injury. And so that left center Brook Lopez and several new players to battle for the win.
You know, we had a nice mix out there. So great to just see everyone feel each other out, you know, get a good sense of who we are. But, you know, when it boiled down to it, we just had each other's back. We were communicating, we were making the right play. We were playing with energy, and it was just a great win to have going forward.
Baseball. The Brewers signed Rays left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. NFL. The Packers went into this season without a true number one receiver. So how did that work out? Jordan Love.
There's definitely, I think, areas that we need to focus on and improve on to get better, kind of get over the hump that we hit this year, and just get more consistent, focus on the details.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And on the local scene, a few games last night around the area. We had boys basketball. LCO topped Winter 63-60. St. Croix Falls beating Ashland 60-40. On the boys' side, Three Lakes gets a win over Mellon 47-36. That's on the girls' side. Three Lakes wins it. The Butternut girls, they topped Bayfield 75-28. The Prentice girls beat Newman Catholic 48-33. And the Stratford girls get a win over Rib Lake 45-28. Team Seal Hockey wrapped up the home part of their schedule last night for the season. Rhinelander gets a win 4-1 over Team Seal, and Lakeland gets a 6-0 win over Ashland last night. In action coming up today, the Phillips boys and girls, a long trip down to take on Marathon. Big game for the girls for seeding purposes. If they can knock off Marathon, they may end up being a higher seed than them and could lead to little home court advantage come playoff time. So big game tonight for all, of course, girls especially. And the Schwamigan boys and girls also be headed south. They're going down to Edgar for a couple of varsity contests tonight. Good luck to our area wrestlers, as they will be wrestling girls and boys in Hayward, Cumberland today, tonight and tomorrow. And winners will move on to sectionals coming up next weekend. The Butternut boys team will play host to Washburn tonight, 6:30 start time. And a lot happening at the Lakeland Union High School gym tonight, as they've got all levels of boys and girls basketball. Rhinelander coming to town to take on the T-Birds for action today. And that's a check of your 98Q Sports.
All aboard. Next stop, the Rail Trail Cafe on Highway 86 in Ogama, Wisconsin. Serving up great food, friendly faces, and a warm hometown atmosphere. Open Tuesday through Thursday from 6:30 to 2 p.m. Fridays, fish fry until 6:30 p.m. And weekends from 6:30 to 11:30. Don't miss Rail Trail Scramble on Saturdays and hearty country fried steak breakfast on Sundays. Veterans and active military personnel receive a 10% discount on Wednesdays. From sandwiches to burgers, homemade soups, and breakfast skillets, the Rail Trail Cafe is ready to serve you.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner, because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community, and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Cruise weight loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs, but too few can access or afford them. Hers is changing that. At forhers.com/start. You can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans tailored to you, like GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy, or oral medications at a fraction of the price. That's right. You'll save up to 91% per month on compounded semaglutide based on pricing through Hers, the same active ingredient as the name brand drug at 91% less. There's no hidden fees and no membership fees, just one low, transparent price. And the process is 100% online. If prescribed, your personalized plan ships free directly to your door. Get started at forhers.com/start to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans that put you first. That's forhers.com/start. forhers.com/start.
All right, all right. It's birthday time. It's cake giveaway time. By the way, key word for today, BC, auto, the letter B, the letter C, auto, all together, no spaces, to win a $25 gift certificate to BC Auto Repair and Prentice. BC Auto on your Civic Media app. Celebrity birthdays today. Steve McNair, Air McNair, just over a year after retiring from pro football, the one-time star Tennessee Titan quarterback was shot by his mistress in a murder-suicide. Steve McNair, he was a pretty good quarterback. 1973, he was born. Perished back in 2019. Drew Bledsoe, former Patriot, Bill, and Cowboy quarterback. Wasn't he the guy in the game when he got hurt and Tom Brady came in, and then Bledsoe was never back in there? Oh, works. 53 for Drew Bledsoe. He's a pretty good quarterback, too. Jules Asner, the TV host of Wild on E! And News Daily, is 55. Let's see who else we have here. You might recognize. Meg Tilly. Meg Tilly. She was nominated for a Best Supporting Actress Oscar for Agnes of God in 1986, and other notables like The Big Chill. 65 for Meg Tilly today. Jackie the Joke Man, the comedian, is 77 today. Real name is Jackie Martling, in case you ever get that Jeopardy question. Ray Teller, the silent half of Penn & Teller, 77 today. Gregory Hines, the Tony-winning actor and dancer, born on this day, 1946, passed in 03. Michael Bloomberg, the former three-term mayor of New York City, is one of the world's 10 wealthiest men, individuals, and a 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful. 83 for Michael Bloomberg today. Razzie Bailey, the Alabama native, scored 5 number one country songs during the early 80s. Razzie Bailey, born on this day, 39, passed in 2021. Florence Henderson, Mrs. Brady, from the Brady Bunch, is what she will always be remembered for. Star of Broadway musicals also. Back in... There we go. Can we get some more? Thank you very much. So got going back in the 60s. And then, of course, the Brady Bunch thing happened. At age 76, she competed on Dancing with the Stars. We lost Mrs. Brady back in 2016. Jimmy Hoffa. Have they ever figured out where he's buried? Well, they said that Jimmy Hoffa was buried in the end zone of Soldier Field. The vanished Union boss has been portrayed on the big screen by Jack Nicholson in the biopic Hoffa and by Al Pacino in The Irishman. Jimmy Hoffa, born on this day, 1913, passed in 1975. And Frederick Douglass, the abolitionist, the orator, the author, and the statesman. It kind of describes Austin right there, too. The abolitionist.
Don't be giving me more titles than I already
have. The abolitionist, the orator, the author, and the statesman.
Two of those might apply.
But this guy was born into slavery, Frederick Douglass, back in 1818, and he passed in 1895. So there we draw the line.
There we go. There is a difference there.
There's a difference. Locally, we've got Carrie Bleck, who is celebrating a birthday locally. Into the birthday box she goes, and timely as he is, young Austin shows up to authorize the cake drawing today.
I finished my phone call, so I had to stop
there. The accounting firm of Austin, Toby Gray, and Toby are overseeing the cake drawing today.
Gray is currently absent as he's collecting cake taxes.
Toby is the house dog, by the way. He's overseeing all.
He is the all-seeing one.
And is always willing to play a good game of fetch. Always willing. All right, here we go. The winner of the cake from Super One Bakery Department is...
Alan Stewart.
Hey, Big Al. All right. Camp Toothless Beaver on the Deer Hunters Roundup.
He's got the big 5-0.
All right.
He might remember when the circle was invented.
Is that his age or his waist size? No, I'm kidding, Al. I'm kidding, Al. He would expect something like that from me.
Oh, that's just sounds.
So, Al, congratulations. You got yourself... Oh, we got another?
Nope, this is it. This
okay,
is
all right.
Al Stewart.
That's it. All right, congratulations, Al. The Baker Department at Super One, they probably got some good Valentine's Day treats over there for you, too.
Are you a veteran or a dependent or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have more snow on the way this afternoon, tonight into Saturday. 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by the time it all winds down late Saturday. Today, snow by this afternoon, 22. More snow tonight down to 13, 24 tomorrow. After Saturday, it's going to get cold and stay cold through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6 below 0.
98Q Country.
All the boats I missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I got kicked around, I've been black and blue, on my way to you. All the stars I've seen, all the songs I've sung, all the beers I've drank, all the damage done. I was just passing time, kinda just passing through, on my way to you.
Every turn, every bridge I left behind me up in smoke. Every fork in the road, it was all worth the while when I finally saw you smile. Every highway, every heartbreak, every mountain, every mile. I got the radio up, sun is going down. I'll take a left at the bank, I'll head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, 'cause I'm on my way to you. Every turn, every bridge I left behind me up in smoke. Every fork in the road, it was all worth the while when I finally saw you smile. Every highway, every heartbreak, every mountain, every mile. All the boats I've missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost, I thank God for that. I guess He always knew I was on my way to you.
Just want to know if, in fact, I am the only person on the whole freaking planet who is completely and 100% alone on Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
98Q Country.
You're going out with someone new. I'm going out with someone too. I won't feel sorry for me. I'm getting drunk, but I'd much rather be somewhere with you. Laughing loud on a carnival ride, driving around Saturday night, you made fun of me. Singing my song out of hotel room just to turn you on. Said pick me up at 3 a.m. You're fighting me. Mom again, and I go somewhere with you. Yeah, I won't sit outside your house, wait for the lights to go out, call up an ex to rescue me, climb in their bed when I'd much rather sleep somewhere with you. Like we did on the beach last summer when the rain came down, and we took cover down in your car out by the pier. Laid me down, whispered in my ear, I hate my life, hold on to me. Oh, if you ever decide to leave, then I'll go. I can't go out every night of the week, can't go home with anybody I meet, but it's just a temporary high. When I close my eyes, I'm somewhere with you. Somewhere with me. If you see me out on the town, and it looks like I'm burning it down, you won't ask and I won't say, but in my heart, I'm always somewhere with you.
laughing loud on the car we're riding. Driving around Saturday night and made fun of me. Singing my song, got a hotel room. If you turn you on, said keep me at 3 a.m. You're fighting with your mom again. And I go, I go, I go. I can't go out every night of the week. Can't go home with anybody I meet. But it's just a temporary high. Cause when I close my eyes, somewhere with you. Somewhere with you. Somewhere with you.
AQ Country.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
IDAQ Country, where it ends. There's Bailey Zimmerman. We're going to throw some snowballs here in just a little bit before we do some shopping show with the boys. Thanks you to Dawn. Dawn, our Cupid, bringing in some Valentine treats for us. So we always appreciate you thinking of us. Dawn and Linda was with her supervising, I believe, to make sure that she didn't get in any trouble. So I think, yeah, it's a good idea. So thank you, Dawn, for thinking of us. We really do appreciate it. The key word for the day, our little Valentine gift to you, is we're giving away a $25 gift certificate. Each day this week, next week, and Valentine's Day giving will continue all the way till the end of February. Something to warm you up. The key word for today is the letter B, the letter C, auto. B as in boy, C as in cat, auto. All one, don't put any space in there, just B, C, auto. Text that to us through the Civic Media app, and you'll have a chance to win a $25 gift certificate from BC Auto Repair and Prentice. They'll change oil, do all the automotive stuff down there at BC Auto and Prentice. So if that's something you can use, go ahead and shoot us a text through the Civic Media app. We'll give you a chance to win. We're going to throw some snowballs live on the air. Now, you can win once through the app. Once you win through the texting, then you're out. And you can win once when we do it live on the air, which will happen with myself and, again, Gray in the afternoon. So stay tuned. Thanks to all of our sponsors to help make it possible. Ross's Sports Shop, Forward Bank, Forward Insurance, Bader Sports Center, Rail Trail Cafe, Village Pit Stop, Winter Cooperative, John's 3 Mile Corner, BC Auto Repair, Lena's Northern Pines, Jay's Automotive, Oh Dear Nutrition, and Warga Auto and Truck Center.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fry with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Stop into Bader Sports Center in Phillips, February 8th to the 22nd to take advantage on special pricing for the Ruger Mark IV handgun chambered in 22 long rifle. Simple to take apart and clean with a precision molded grip and light as a feather at just 25 ounces. Get your Ruger Mark IV at Bader's between February 8th and 22nd to save $75 on the regular price. But wait, there's more! Bader's will also include a nylon holster with your purchase, a $25 value free from Bader's while supplies last. All firearm sales are subject to federal and state background checks. Find Bader Sports Center on Facebook.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-Frame Construction is a practical, cost-effective solution perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood Post-Frame Kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV, or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me,
from civil rights to business,
food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere,
science to music.
Speaking of which, this is why I spit, express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
We have more snow on the way this afternoon, tonight into Saturday. 2 to 4 inches of accumulation possible by the time it all winds down late Saturday. Today, snow by this afternoon, 22. More snow tonight down to 13, 24 tomorrow. After Saturday, it's going to get cold and stay cold through much of next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 6 below 0.
98 Q Country.
Mercy, why you gotta show up looking so good just to hurt me? Why you wanna stop this whole damn world from turning? Mercy, why you hanging on so tight if this ain't working? Why you wanna stop this flame if it's still burning? 'Cause it's still burning. So if you're gonna break my heart, just break it. And if you're gonna take your shot, then take it. Take it. If you made up your mind, then make it. If you ever love me, have mercy.